Well, hello everyone. Thanks for checking us out again today. The truth is that what makes you a Christian is that you're in Christ, that God placed you into the very life of Christ so that Christ could live out his life and his story through your life and your life story, therefore changing your life story completely. That's what makes you a Christian, the phrase in Christ. You've been woven into the fabric of his existence, and therefore he's woven into the fabric of your existence. It's Christ alone who can live the Christian life. It's Christ alone who can live the victorious Christian life. It's Christ alone who can live the fruitful Christian life. Jesus Christ has come to live inside of you, not to cheer you on, not to encourage you to try harder and to do your best. He didn't come to live inside of you so that you would try to live for him. He came to live inside of you so that you could live from him. You could live by him. That's the Christian life. And so every person who's a Christian is in Christ. But not every person who's in Christ abides in Christ. Not every person who's a Christian even knows what that means and how to abide in Christ. So no matter what kind of hows people talk to you about, like explaining to you, giving you principles, the three steps to, remember this, that at its heart, Christianity is a who-to, not a how-to. Christianity is a person, and that person is Jesus. Christianity is not something you can be that can be memorized, though it's good to memorize scriptures and all those kind of things. But Christianity is a relationship to be realized. It's not a imitation of Christ. It's a manifestation of the Christ that you are participating in. And so one of the great scriptures that talks about abiding in Christ is from John 15. Probably as much as any scripture, maybe except for John 3:16, this place in John 15 has been preached from or taught from. I've taught from it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and it still fascinates me. It still blows me away, the simplicity of it all. So I'm going to just read a few verses to you and just share a couple of things today that I think will encourage you and maybe simplify some realities for you and solidify some things, some truths, because knowing the truth sets you free. Truth doesn't set you free. Knowing the truth sets you free. And so I want us to know some truth that'll set us free. And Jesus is the truth, so I want us to know something more about this union that we have with Christ so that you can walk in greater freedom. Verse 1 of chapter 15. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes or cleanses it, that it may bear more fruit. You already are clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Now, these next couple of verses is what I want to focus on. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. You can do things, but that has no eternal value. And therefore, even trying to do four things apart from utterly and completely dependent on him, we should never do, because it amounts to nothing. If you may find yourself in situations and circumstances where you just can't take it anymore, or you just can't handle it, it's because you're trying to do it apart from him. You may be trying to do it for him, but you're just running out of steam, running out of gas. You're wearing down and you just can't do it anymore. But you see, Jesus never experiences the I can'ts, because all the things that you can't do are just evidence of the fact that Christ alone who lives in you can do. That's why it says in Philippians chapter 4 that you can do all things, and my translation says, through Christ who strengthens you. But the literal word there is not through, but in. You can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things because of your union in Christ, who is the source of your strength to be able to keep going. Not just keep going surviving, but thriving in the keep going. Now, these verses say some amazing things because most Christians, sadly, when they think about these scriptures, they think about that they're the branch, and their branch has now been attached to the vine. And their job, their role, their part is to try to get the life of the vine, which would be the sap, the life-giving sap, that comes up from the root and from the vine. This is like grapevine. That their part is to try to get life from the vine to flow into them, the branch. And so they can be a fruit producer. Well, one, you are not called to be a fruit producer. You're not called to produce fruit for God in the name of Christ. You're called to be a fruit bearer. Branches don't produce fruit. Vines produce fruit. And branches exist to receive and display the life of the vine. That's what fruit is. Now, one of the things you've got to do is think in terms of that a branch is just the vine branching out. Now, hear me that. Say that again. A branch is just part of the trunk or the vine that's branching out. And so the branches are a part of the vine. They're not just connected to the vine. They are a part of the vine. They're one with the vine. And the life of the vine is flowing into those branches. They don't have to do anything to get the life of the vine into them, the branches. All they have to do is rest in the reality that that life is flowing in them. And if a branch had personality and a will, so human branches, in terms of Christ, we get to simply rest in that reality, receiving the life of the vine, and celebrate that in childlike faith. So again, here, your identity as branch is to receive and display vine life. You're not a branch attached to the vine. Now hear this is really important. Hudson Taylor, in his book, Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret, which is a book I would encourage you with all that I am to read that old book. It's amazing. He's the first person I heard make this statement, that you're not a branch attached to the vine, you're part of the vine called branch. Hear me again. You're not a branch attached to the vine, you're part of the vine that's called branch. You're simply vine life branching out. So again, I'm not saying that you are Jesus, but I am saying that you're one with him. I am saying what Paul said in Galatians chapter 2. You're crucified with Christ. The old independent you no longer lives, but it's Christ who lives in you. Christ is all and he's in all. And we could quote so many scriptures. But the reality is, again, you're in Christ, therefore Christ is in you. He talks about abiding in him, he in you. And as you abide in him, you'll bear much fruit, because what branches do is simply receive. They're just receiving. They're not having to receive. They're just receiving. It's just happening and resting in that reality. So therefore, in light of that, if you're a part of the vine called branch, then you're one with the branch. So in this analogy, it would be impossible for the vine, let's just say, have wisdom, but the branch not have wisdom, because the vine is a part of the branch. And if the vine has wisdom, that wisdom is flowing into the branch. All the branch has to do is rest in that, receive that, rest in that, and display that. The vine can't have power and the branch not have it. The vine can't have anointing and the branch not have that anointing. The vine can have patience, and the branch not have the patience of the vine. I hear people talk about this, as they'll say things like, don't pray that God will give you patience, because if you do, all these kind of things will happen to you so that you'll cultivate patience. Well, here's the deal. Jesus is your patience. The life of the vine and patience is flowing in you. You don't have to pray the prayer, oh God, give me patience. You have Christ. You're in one with Christ, and therefore one with his patience. All you have to do is rest in that. and display that. How do we display that? By simple faith. We simply rest in the fact that His patience is flowing through me right now, and I thank Him for it. Because thank you, the words thank you, is the language of faith. Because faith isn't like hoping that He will. Faith isn't trusting that He can. Faith believes that He is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And so, if I don't need to ask for patience, I don't need to ask for power, I don't need to ask for anointing, I don't need to ask for peace. Because the vine can't have peace and the branch not have it. Again, the vine can't have love and the branch not have it. The vine can't have joy and the branch not have that joy. On and on and on. You with me? And so an example would be this, is that if I were to go to the bank and the teller rolled down my window and the teller reaches out and I hand them a check. If the teller were to say to me, well, I can't give the cash to the arm, I have to give the cash to Chuck, I would say, well, the arm is part of Chuck. You can't separate the two. To give the cash to the arm is to give the cash to Chuck. You hear me? We spend so much time praying for things that are already flowing in us, asking God to give us grace, when the grace of Christ, the free gift of His life, is flowing in us. He's the vine. He's the source of all things, Christian. Ephesians 1, 3, "For you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Is joy a spiritual blessing? Yes. Is peace? Yes. Is patience? Yes. Is morality? Yes. Is anointing? Yes. Is steadfastness? Yes. On and on and on. Yes. You have been grafted into His life. And now you are part of His life. And therefore it is His life flowing in you and through you. There's nothing He can require from you that He isn't already prepared to produce in you and through you. Everything He requires of you, He's prepared to accomplish in you and through you. His life, the adequacy for that is flowing through you. Not that we're adequate of ourselves, to think anything is coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. I'm checking my time so I don't keep you late. So is it being with someone who's difficult to be with? Are you trying really hard and it's getting difficult and you're praying and begging God to help you? The adequacy of Christ to love that person, to celebrate that person, doesn't mean that you approve of all that person does, but to love them, to have the affections of Christ for that person is flowing in you. All you have to do is rest in that and thank Him for it, and then watch it be displayed in your life. Is there some situation that you need wisdom for? You don't know what to do. You're kind of stuck in the moment and you don't know what to do. Then just thank Him that His wisdom is flowing in you right now. Thank Him for that. And then watch the wisdom of God be displayed in you. Is there someone that you have a tendency to lose your patience with? They get on your last nerve. You have to understand Jesus doesn't have a last nerve. And Jesus is your life. He's the one who's living through you. He doesn't have a last nerve. He doesn't get impatient with people. And therefore, know that the patience of Jesus, more than tolerance, but the kindness of Jesus for that person is flowing in you. All you have to do is rest in that and thank Him. Don't struggle. Don't try to get it. Don't beg Him again. Just acknowledge the fact that vine life, in whatever form you need to see it, whatever the spiritual blessing you need, is flowing in you right now, and simply abide in Him, receiving that, acknowledging it, recognizing that, acknowledging Him, resting in that reality and thanking Him for it, and then step into that next moment, watching Christ produce the fruit through you that'll be displayed on your life as the branch. Okay? Well, I hope that's helpful. It's always been some scriptures that have sort of put pieces of the puzzle together for me. I hope they put pieces of the puzzle together for you too. And look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 1:15. Remind you again that we do have an Asin Wars conference coming up. It's called Glorious Freedom, What the World Needs Now. It begins at 7 o'clock on November the 6th. And so it'll be November the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I just encourage you to make plans if you're able. Be a part of it. I guarantee you, if you'll come with an open heart, you will step into a glorious freedom that you never imagined was possible in your own life. Okay, well, bless you. Have a great rest of the day.